Okay, so last night at the skate park, we had a fascinating day. Woke up in the morning, started editing through videos, doing video editing work. I've got always that going on because I'm a video maker. And then went to a local park to do some skating. It was lovely. There was a family there. And they were sending this. There was, you know, their girl was coasting down on her training wheels, on her little bicycle with training wheels, and it's a very slight incline, well, decline, and so she's going down this very mild slope, and the parents like, oh, that's dangerous. And I walked up and the whole conversation was in Mandarin. So I said, that's not dangerous. I said, dangerous is teaching them to never practice so that everything is dangerous. If they practice, it's not dangerous. Danger is not about the place. Danger is about the practice. So, you know, encourage her to be smart and to be, you know, mindful and to go at it, to full on the go out. And, you know, it's, and especially to not fear. Fear is the enemy. So, yeah. So they, well, they heeded what I was saying, and the little girl started practicing more. And her friend kind of didn't want to go along at first and went along and started riding behind her. And so the girls start practicing down this ramp. And then later, I'm skating down it, about to plow into one of the girls. And I shouted, and she got out of the way, which is good. You know, think of other people so you don't get hurt. And so, you know, I told the parents that's one of the biggest issues in getting injured and being safe is being mindful of others. Here's the thing. Does this sound patronizing? Does this sound boring? Does this sound like a ridiculous conversation? It's normal. Taiwanese parents never teach their children to be mindful of other people on the sidewalk. When they go to the skate park, they never teach their children to be aware of others. They don't look at a ramp and consider that people are going to skate down the ramp and plow off of it. So they'll just walk right past the base of the ramp, surprised at the idea that anyone would ever run into them. Completely oblivious of others. And so one of the things I explained to the parents, I said, it's not about being careful, it's about caring. You've got to care about others. You care about others. It's not about being careful, it's about caring. You have to care about others and respect their space. That's the same with driving on the road. And they're going, oh yeah. And they're little girls at the end of the day. I don't know, it was maybe an hour or two. The little girls were confident and strong and well practiced. They weren't afraid of going a little bit fast on the bicycle, which really wasn't fast at all. You could run that fast. And I mean, it was all around great and happy. It was a great conversation. That happened in the morning. Then later, my buddy Ken called me up and we went to the local skate shop. That was interesting. So for the first time, he connects with another guy and they go off skating on their own, you know, without me having to play taxi driver. That was great that he's making his way around in the world. And he's getting to know the other skaters, even though he lives at a distance. All right. Later on, all of us met up at the skate park. Now, I was there first. I saw a little kid walking around at the bottom of the ramps, figuring that he's new. He had a Kmart skateboard, so to speak. And, you know, the Taiwan version of Kmart, probably made out of cardboard. I mean, it's really pathetic. But this kid was pretty amazing for having a trash board. So I said, hey, have you ever had a coach? I walked up to him. And of course, the whole conversation's in Mandarin. He said, no, I never did. So I started showing him a few things. I got him doing tic tacs. Checked his ability to drop in on a flat ramp. Find out the family lives in the city next door. Now that was after I recommended one of the local skate shops that sells its own board, its own shop brand skateboard, cheaply. Skate shops will sell their own brand more expensively or cheaply. This is one of the cheaper ones. They're trying to be affordable to help tell people get started skating. So I said, you know, yeah, they can get a good skateboard for $100 US. And so I said, you gotta make sure you get good bearings. You don't buy their cheap bearings, buy the good bearings, pay $10 more and get good bearings. So I find out that they actually live in the city next over where all the other big skaters are from. So I'm like, oh, well, you know, okay. You know, buy the cheap one here. They don't sell cheap skateboards over there. And I said, connect with the people. Ask for classes. Go to this shop, ask for classes. Go to that shop, ask for parts. And it was, again, a delightful conversation. I even took one of the controls I often do. I'll go to the half pipe and I'll hold the skater's hands. And, well, usually wrists. I'll grab the wrists and kind of guide him up and down, teaching him how to pump at the half pipe. In Chinese, they call it swinging, for what it's worth. But, getting the feel of the ramp. The younger brother, it was two brothers, the younger brother didn't want to. I said, it's all right. It's safe. I've got you. You need to do this. I'll be with you. Just feel, see what it feels like. Kid starts going up and down the ramp and didn't, after once up one side and once up the other, he didn't want to stop. He was scared and didn't want to. I said, it's all right. I'm here. Let's just go. We did it, which means I told the kid no and made him do something he didn't want. And he loved it. I'm such a horrible person for not letting the child dictate everything, right? So we get done with that. Eventually he got tired. I was amazing he held in as long as he did. He gets all done, and later on he's dropping down in one ramp, skating up the quarter pipe on the other, skating up and back, no problem. And his dad's watching this, is like, that's all happening for the first time. Now, so then one of the local kids I've been friends with for a couple years, love, you know, we always run up and talk to me. He decides to drop in on the great, big, huge, ginormous half pipe, which is two or three times as tall as I am. This thing's dangerous. Now, understand this. He can drop in pretty high up. But he's never done this one. And he just looks at me and says, Jesse, tell my mom I love her. And then he runs away. I'm like, wait, are you going towards that? What? Get my phone. So I grabbed my iPhone, AKA one of the best cameras in the world. And, we started filming a little bit, and then it wasn't long before I decided to go live. So we're live, and it was 30 minutes, you know, ants in the pants, getting cold feet. Decided to slide down on his butt a few times first to see what it felt like and get to know what the ramp was like. Go over, drop in on one of the other ramps that was pretty tall but not so tall. Remind himself what that feels like. He does it all the time. Went back at it. Boom. First, he went down, fell off right away, skidded to the bottom without being hurt because he knew what things were like. Board flew off the other side. Fortunately, didn't hit anybody. The Taiwanese who stand there oblivious and don't do anything kind of were watching the board and luckily didn't get hit by it. Like, it literally could go flying into them and they wouldn't move out of the way, just stare at it and watch it hit him in the forehead. It's really amazing how slow they are to respond to things. Well, that's what happens when you're beaten down. It's just a beaten down culture. You gotta love them. So, you know, parents and little children are walking back and forth while at the bottom of the ramp while this guy's trying to drop in. Another dad, who's another YouTuber there, and his girls who are on the YouTube channel with him are trying to coach him a little bit and encourage him. And they're telling people to stop walking by the bottom. One mother keeps interrupting and telling him, oh, be careful. Oh, you know, think of it. I'm like, shut up. I literally looked at her. And I said, shut up. All Chinese. I said, shut up. That's dangerous. He doesn't need to listen to that right now. You know, it's like, did you think about that? So, oh, you bet that anyone else there at the park skating more than 3 months was thankful for what I said. Because so many, it's so frustrating when parents don't understand what their kids are involved with. But after that night, they did. So late, the kid dropped in. It was a success. Later on, Ken showed up. We continued for a couple more hours. I drove Ken home and I said, you feel great, don't you? He goes, yeah. Because Ken was having his own awesome time. I said, you feel great, don't you? He goes, yeah, I feel fulfilled. I'm tired, but I'm fulfilled. I said, that's what skating is. It makes us all stronger. And it's in Taiwan. And it's Olympic. Love you. See you next week.